The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if you might have seen this news. The Abbey Theatre closing its doors for, well, all of August anyway, and a little bit of September, sending alarm bells through some in the Dublin Theatre. See, Jimmy Murphy is with me, Irish playwright. Jimmy, good to talk to you. Thanks many for coming in to us. Why is it closing down for several weeks?
Well, in terms of my article, there's a wider reason, which is essentially funding. But there's this bizarre game of poker going on between the Abbey board, or indeed the Abbey chair of the board, and the Arts Council. And one of them is wrong and one of them is right. And it's all about a report into allegations that were made during the last administration.
Mm.
The Arts Council are holding money back from the Abbey. And the time was the Abbey had cash in the bank and were able to go through stormy weathers like this. But something at the heart of this is wrong, because it's either selfish or it's strategic, the reason for the report not being given over. Now, if it's strategic, it should not result in the closure of our beloved Abbey Theatre. If it's selfish, someone is trying to protect reputations, be it their own or someone else's. Now, the Abbey has inherited a rather new board, so they can't really be held accountable. But we'll get the report in a couple of weeks and we'll know. But the fact that the stakes are the Abbey closes for the summer, which is unprecedented. It has never happened before. That's that either the Arts Council think they're in the right, or the Abbey board think they're in the right.
But what allows it to close, or what precipitates that closure, is, as well, as you say, the fact that there isn't that cash pile anymore, which I guess speaks to the kind of the deeper issue in the theatre industry, which is that it's kind of, if it were another business, you'd say it's no longer kind of solvent in the way it once was. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, time was the Abbey would have 6 or 7 new plays in the Peacock. They'd have Irish classics renewed on stage. There'd be new plays. They'd be touring. They'd be probably going to America. But in dribs and drabs, funding was cut to an essentially, it's can at times, and the gate is included in this, that it can barely keep the lights on at times. I mean, the Abbey can't open the Peacock because it doesn't have the money to put a play on. And that's where we're at now. 15 years ago, it was able to manage, it was able to navigate that kind of funding. But we've reached a stage now where, I mean, look where we are today. Barring the Galway Arts Festival, where there's separate funding for the festival and the companies who do co-productions.
Yeah.
Guess how many plays are on in Ireland today that are paying professional actors a living wage?
There's two.
Really? One in the Gate and one in the Abbey, and that closes on Saturday. There's nothing in Wexford, Waterford, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Clare, Mayo. There's nothing anywhere. There's two plays on in Ireland.
And when did this start, this trend? I mean, how long do we have to go back before you would say, well, no, there's a healthy theatre scene now?
2006, 2007, 2008 was around the beginning of the end, and somehow the Arts Council had it in their wisdom that they would stop annual funding. I mean, you could see the logic to it. Somebody had a small theatre company in Temple Bar, and a large part of their grant went to a landlord. So you could see the Arts Council going, who are we giving money to here?
Yeah.
So there was a sort of a rationale to it. But what we started to see was the culling of the independent theatre companies who would have, say, a 2-week run in, say, Red Kettle in Waterford, a 2 or 3 week run, 4 weeks rehearsal and a 3 week tour. For an actor, that meant 3 months of employment where they could plan their year. That started to go. And the company model, which is hugely important, the template started to vanish. So what we saw were people operating from application to application. And we're at a place now where you see young graduates coming out of the Lear, the Gaiety, with BAs, MAs in production and direction, in playwriting, and there's nowhere for them to go. There's no job opportunities. I've seen both sides. I've seen where you could earn a living as an actor, even get a mortgage, a fantasy nowadays. And now I'm seeing some of the best men and women who've given their life to theatre. Don't forget that we don't retire. We die on the job. Some of those young guns who were in their 40s back then are in their 60s and 70s and beyond, and there's no work for them. Like I said, two plays on in Ireland today, not disregarding the Galway Arts Festival.
And how does that funding system, how should it work, ideally?
Well, like I said in the article, it should be about, you know, the best application in terms of the best new play or the best concept or the best idea.
Mm.
The application process is it takes up so much time, and it's a delicate tightrope walk. Now, no one's saying we shouldn't have diversity and inclusion and all that kind of stuff. That's fine, but it's become top heavy. That informs how a play is funded. Time was, say again, Red Kettle, because I've worked with them back in the day, they would get enough to keep them going for a year,
yeah,
or 2 years or 3 years. So there was an infrastructure, there was a costume designer, there was a set designer, there was an administrator, there were local jobs,
yeah,
and there was a network of plays across the island so they could go on tour. And there was theatres in Cork, theatre companies in Limerick. So there was a wonderful network, and they were all on yearly funding, or most of them was. Where yeah, we are now is, say someone like Decadent, one of the leading theatre companies, independent theatre companies, they have to apply play by play by yeah, play. And that's unfair. They should be given, you know, 2 year funding. So Andrew Flynn, the artistic director, or other artistic director, can just sit down and go, right, I can relax and I can plan the year. Instead, they have to reapply and reapply and reapply.
Okay.
And the killing thing about this process is it goes to you if you've got a proven track record, if you've established yourself. What does that say to the graduates?
Oh, this is like the pub who says regulars and members only.
Yeah.
Well, how do I become one?
If you've just spent 2 years doing an MA in theatre direction or playwriting, how can you apply when you've got no track record yeah, or no body of work? But before all this, you could send your play in, or you could send your CV in to a theatre company and say, look, this is me, I've just come out, can I get a chance? And you'd probably get, you know, an assistant directing gig.
Yeah.
That's all gone. I mean, I was looking back at some of the funding decisions from last year. Three individuals, and fair play to them, they've proven track records. Between the three of them, they got
yeah,
just under $500,000 to produce three pieces of work this year. Like I say, that's all right. That $500,000 could have gone to a theatre company to produce work.
And what do you say then, Jimmy, before I let you go, to those people listening who they never go to the theatre and they never will? And they say, why should I care? Why should I care about taxpayers' money kind of being used to
fund
the theatre industry?
We pump money into our infrastructure, but we also, like it or not, have a cultural infrastructure. We have a valuable... theatre is the cornerstone of who we are. You pass through the airport, you'll see images of Heaney, of Kavanagh, of Bean, of Singh. It's like we're selling the dead at the expense of the living. We need to create a future for the living, and for the and maybe they won't go, but their nieces and nephews, their sons and daughters, their aunts and uncles might go. There's a thriving community of audience across the country at the amateur drama circuit. You know, these are people who do care. But, you know, I get that the arts do seem a bit aloof to some people. I'm from Ballyfermot. I had to fight my way to become where I am. It's not all, you know, middle-class people swaffing champagne at opening nights. You know,
yeah,
it's your next-door neighbour is into theatre. And, you know, it's worth fighting for. We can't masquerade as a European cultural capital and have two plays on in our island.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty shocking little piece of information for a lot of people listening. Jimmy, thanks a million for coming into us. Jimmy Murphy, the Irish playwright.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.